This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today on the program, we're speaking with Alex Kleinman. He is the Senior Vice President and Global Segment Leader of Healthcare at Genpact. Kleinman leads the healthcare business for Genpact and serves as strategy leader for the company's consumer and healthcare vertical. And Mr. Kleinman, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
Certainly do appreciate your time and looking forward to hearing from you today on behalf of Genpact. So for starters, tell us about Genpact and the role you have within the company. Let's start there.
Sure. So Genpact is a 20-year-old spinoff of General Electric, which started as the global business services unit of GE and became a player initially in the business process outsourcing or BPO industry. We've transitioned over time to be a provider of data, technology, and AI-driven transformation with digital operations running for our clients as a component of that. We still have at our core process optimization and deep domain expertise and a culture of self-disruption and intimacy with our clients. I'm the segment leader, as you said, and the general manager of our healthcare business globally, and I've been with the company about 5 years.
And once again, we thank you for your time and joining us here today. So continuing on, the future of healthcare is data-driven, as you know it. But can you explain how analytics is powered by artificial intelligence or AI and machine learning, which has become not only a popular topic, but certainly has a great impact within technology today?
Sure. So as you know, the healthcare sector has long been on a journey to leverage integrated data sets across areas like medical records, claims, diagnostics, social determinants of health data, and to use that with analytics to help overcome some of the longstanding challenges we face in the industry, including managing rising costs, health inequities, workforce shortages, and also providing kind of coordinated care that offers patients the right care at the right time. And given the complex structure of U.S. healthcare, there's been a long journey to integrate and structure that data so it can be used for analytics that identify the insights that can be used to deliver that higher quality care at a lower cost. Some of those might be at a group or a population level, so evaluating the impact of therapies, pricing insurance plans, evaluating the risk of a group of patients. Others might be at an individual level, like identifying what therapy or clinical trial you should recommend to a patient who has a particular cancer or rare disease. And there have been lots of strides on a long journey, new data interchange standards, new regulatory requirements, incentives to integrate your systems and data with that of other providers and payers. And for healthcare, that challenge has long been to get the right data to power analyses, analytics. Artificial intelligence, which enables computers to take decisions or perform tasks that humans would normally do, has been around for a while with techniques like machine learning, training machines to learn from data and make decisions or predictions using algorithms, or things like computer vision, enabling computers to read and interpret forms and images. And finally, generative AI, which we've been hearing about more lately, that's using things like natural language processing, understanding, and generation so that computers can interpret and communicate in the kind of language humans use. The current era, which has kind of been in work since 2018, but really burst in the public view about a year ago, you know, with the rise of ChatGPT or other types of large language models. These have pre-trained models that can be trained much faster and with data that's much less structured, less development resources, and offers more customized real-time outputs. So it can really help us navigate some of the data integration challenges that I talked about earlier and generate better healthcare decisions more quickly and effectively. But it is important that the future data is clean and usable. All of these tools rely on good data to learn and to develop customized use cases. And so I think it comes back to the original question you said about healthcare being data-driven. We have more powerful tools, but we're going to have to continue to address those data challenges to make them even more powerful and impactful.
Certainly do appreciate the fine report and response to that question. Now, can you also share some AI use cases for our listeners to really understand the benefits to patients and the role of Genpact in the overall process. I'm sure listeners would appreciate that.
Sure. So look, generative AI applications can be used to do things like answer questions from documents, summarize texts, sort communications or data sets, produce insights from data sources, or maybe detect themes or sentiment. So these kinds of techniques are really, really powerful in healthcare. So let me give you a few examples. So one of the most exciting things that's going on in kind of the early stages here is using generative AI for clinical notes summarization. You might say, why is that a big deal? Well, it's a big deal because right now, physicians and other providers spend a ton of time documenting what did they say, what did the patient say, what was the diagnosis, what recommended therapy did they pursue, and that takes up a ton of time, which makes healthcare cost more, and it reduces the amount of time that you spend with the patient. So some of our provider clients are leveraging generative AI to basically listen in or review a transcript, a verbatim transcript of the conversation the doctor has with the patient, and then they produce a synthesized note. And then what happens is the doctor looks at that, approves it, makes whatever changes he or she wants, and then puts it into your EMR system. And so the net impact is more time the doctor has to spend with the patient, and so a better patient experience. But meanwhile, the whole interaction is actually more efficient and less costly for the provider. So it's kind of a win-win-win for everybody. Another example would be in the contact center. So, you know, how many times have you had a painful interaction with somebody, let's say for your health insurance company, trying to figure out whether you're eligible for a particular type of care, or whether a certain doctor is in network or out of network? Believe it or not, on the other side of the phone, the agent might be having to struggle through lots of PDFs or other resources to figure that out, given how many different plans the health insurer has. And so these tools enable, just like you're asking ChatGPT question, a privately trained model can enable the agent to quickly input some information about what your question is and integrate information about what your health insurance plan is, and it will spit out the correct information about what you're eligible for, which doctor you should see, and that can be just not only a more efficient process that takes less time, but more accurate data for you. And so it's, again, a win-win for both the industry and the patient. Finally, I'll talk. There's an example in international markets where we do healthcare claims, where you've got claims coming in from doctors in all kinds of different countries, right? And that those basically have all kinds of formats, different types of data. Some of them even handwritten, and we're using generative AI models to extract that data and then enable analysis and audit of that data. And what that helps us do is, one, process those claims much more quickly, and two, help identify inappropriately costly care or fraud, waste, and abuse that leads to overall higher health costs for everybody. So that's obviously a benefit for the patients too. Genpact's role in this whole process is to help our patients, ideate, develop proofs of concept, and put into production AI models, and then link them to the operations we run, whether those are human beings that are working at Genpact serving our clients, or automation tools like robotic process automation that are running some of these processes in automated fashion in the background. And we literally have thousands of conversations and projects going on with our clients right now in healthcare and lots of other industries.
Certainly do appreciate all the information shared there and giving us some examples of AI use cases to help us understand the benefits to the patients and the role of Genpact in the overall process. Most helpful. Today, we're speaking with Alex Kleiman. He's the Senior Vice President and Global Segment Leader of Healthcare at Genpact here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, also, how do you see AI within the healthcare industry evolving? I'm sure you would have some good information and an interesting perspective on that.
Yeah, so the amazing thing is that there's actually many elements of AI already in broad operation today in healthcare. So whether it's using computer vision to digitize and ingest claims, as I mentioned, chatbots that use natural language processing, decision support tools that physicians and diagnosticians use, or even things like analyzing safety data to identify risks for new therapies or long-term therapies that have been in the market for many years. The question is how some of these large language models or generative AI, things that you read about like ChatGPT or Bard, are going to be used. And there's huge promise there, right? There's, you know, kind of 10 to 30% efficiency in knowledge-related tasks, Software can be developed and improved 2 times faster, 30 to 40% improvements in clinical and other sorts of decision-making. Really great promise. And so, of course, there's tons of discussion in the industry and experimentation going on, but there is quite a bit of challenge in implementation. So this can't just be a standalone Gen AI solution. It has to integrate into other healthcare processes seamlessly and to other tools that payers and providers are already using, like data science, engineering, getting the right data to use, build, train those models, and then also integrating into automation so that decisions that are coming out, let's say, of the model can be executed through the workflow that the hospital, the doctor, the insurance company is running. And there's some significant risks: data privacy, bias of the models against certain groups. You probably heard about hallucination, where the model can come up with something that's not factual in an answer to your question. And of course, in healthcare, regulatory compliance is a huge deal. So these kinds of risks are, in fact, larger in healthcare than many other industries. And so what we're seeing is kind of a nuanced approach. So I would say health insurance companies seem to be on the forefront. They're moving aggressively, not just to do exploration, but actually to put some early solutions into effect. Also, health technology companies are using these types of tools for software development and to improve their software today. I would say the hospital systems and providers of the world are moving a little bit more cautiously, given some of those risks that I alluded to. And what you're seeing right now is, as an extra protection, you know, a human, whether it's your doctor in the example I gave earlier about clinical notes, or it's somebody who's reviewing a decision, or it's somebody approving an analytic request before it gets sent out, there's always a human in the loop, generally, to make sure that the generative AI model is coming up with the right output. I think that may lessen over time, but that seems to be a prudent approach right now. And also, I think you're seeing a lot of investment in change management. It's really that gets to that point of I mentioned about how are you integrating these tools into your existing workflow and business processes.
Now, Mr. Kleiman, looking ahead, what do you see for the future of Genpact in the healthcare vertical? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so Genpact's mission in healthcare are really, you know, reducing healthcare costs and increasing the value and quality of care to patients through operational excellence that we provide to some of the players in the industry. We're looking to help with connecting and engaging care delivery constituents to enable better collaboration, better trust, better innovation across the whole system. And we're really looking to improve interactions and experience between patients, families, caregivers, payers in the system. And essentially, to achieve that message, we're making some significant investments and focusing on a few areas I'll touch on. Firstly, improving and delivering better member and patient care, bridging into care management, basically clinical staff who help to coordinate and ensure that the most chronically ill or at-risk patients are getting the interventions that they need. We're helping specialty providers with revenue cycle management to ensure that, you know, they're getting the money they need from payers to keep the bottom line healthy and to be able to continue to provide care to their patients. We're supporting international payers with their claims and basically running their business. And then finally, we also are providing a lot of enterprise services in areas like supply chain, procurement, finance, and so on that help healthcare players work more efficiently in the back office so they can dedicate more resources to high quality care. There are lots of enabling capabilities we're investing in to support those areas. I'll touch on three quickly. Firstly, as we've talked about today, data interoperability, analytics, AI, and healthcare. These are the keys to unlock value-based care, population health management. We've got a partner ecosystem. We built and own many solutions that are set up to help integrate that data, to layer analytics on top of that data, and AI to guide better decision-making for patients and patient populations on behalf of our clients. We also work with a number of partners in the cloud or hyperscaler area, like Google, Azure, and so on, in deploying these solutions to our clients. Second one, workflow management. So again, you have to connect those decisions to the processes that make them take effect. And obviously, the more automated those are, the more efficient some of those back office processes can be. So we're investing in code-light ways of running processes and integrating data across systems. With a combination of our own tools and partnerships with players like ServiceNow and Salesforce. And finally, A patient and member experience is a huge area of investment for us, and we've done a number of acquisitions which we are leveraging in the healthcare space that help with both the strategy and patient or member journey design, all the way to deploying digital tools and even FDA-approved tools for therapies that physicians and other providers are using with patients every day. So that's a little bit where we're trying to get to with Genpact, and we're super excited about the promise of having more impact in healthcare.
Certainly a lot to be excited about, a lot of promising detail there shared, and I really appreciate your input looking ahead within the healthcare vertical in respect to Genpact. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to make mention of or draw our attention to as we conclude today?
Yeah, look, I think we're in an era of really great promise. I think all of us have been experimenting, I think, with some of the generative AI tools that are publicly available as consumers and patients. And, you know, I think as an industry, there's a lot of activity going on behind the scenes, somewhat moderated, as I said, by managing some of these risks, because healthcare is a regulated and, you know, risk cognizant sector in the market. But I think what you're going to see over time is lots of better solutions that enable you to get the information you need to make care decisions, to interact with doctors, nurses, hospitals more effectively, to get you know, your benefits from your health insurer more quickly and efficiently. All these kinds of benefits are going to be coming through the pipeline in the next couple of years. So it's a really exciting time, and you know, Genpact is happy to be part of it.
Well, I tell you what, I certainly do appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today on behalf of Genpact, and we do appreciate all you do in this space as well. If listeners wanted to tap into Genpact and or to get more information or to be in contact, where's the best place to do so?
Yep, so I would start with our website, www.genpact.com, and there's a ton of information about what we do and lots of links to find out more right there.
Of course, listeners, as always, you can find this link within the show notes of this broadcast for your convenience. Mr. Kleinman, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Alex Kleinman, the Senior Vice President and Global Segment Leader of Healthcare at Genpact. And for further details, once again, visit genpact.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.